Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It is Thursday, it's August 31st, it's 2017. We have four early baseball games and six late games to talk about here on this wonderful Thursday slate. As always, if you haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there, check them out. It is playdraft.com/grinders for a free $3 entry into a contest over there. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Also, if you use the promo code Grinders, you get 3 months of premium product here at RotoGrinders for PlayDraft for free. So if you're signing up using that promo code, you'll get that 3 months. You'll be able to read some best ball content. Best balls are running out. If you haven't gotten into the best ball action, make sure you guys jump in now. Friday is the last day for best balls. At 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday, they will be removing the best balls from the lobby. So if you want to play some best balls, make sure you get in them now. Kickoff tournament is still there. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's a $28 tournament. It is 827 out of 2,000 full. Remember, first place, 10 grand. Yes, it's going to take a few weeks. It's going to take 11 weeks to get to the championship game. But if you were able to win, you were going to win 10 grand. If you finish second, you're going to get four. So if you make it to that championship weekend, you're going to have a really nice, solid score there. So make sure you guys are checking that out. It's single entry, and it's a lot of fun. Also, I've been preaching it, and I've been talking about it for a couple days now. The Morning Grind, the Roto Grinders Morning Grind, is on its own iTunes feed now. So make sure you guys head on over there, and if you haven't already, please review and subscribe and like the podcast and download the podcast. Let's move up these rankings. You guys love the podcast. We love doing it. This is just going to help us out. So, like we said, we got a couple more days here. It's going to be Thursday now. So, Friday afternoon, Friday night, I'm going to do a Periscope where, you know, right now we're sitting at 233 reviews. So, we're looking at 9 NASCAR packages. We're looking at 9 NFL Sieges Tournament Tactics packages. And we're looking at 4 Roto Grinders t-shirts right now. So, if you want more swag to be thrown out there, make sure you guys head on over there and subscribe, and like I said, rate and download the podcast. That we appreciate it. And 233 in 2 days is just insane, and I appreciate you guys taking a couple minutes to do that for us. If you don't have an iTunes account, it's very easy just to get a free iTunes account, iTunes.com, and then just search Roto Grinders Morning Grind, and to pop up right there, you'll see the logo. And as always, we appreciate you guys taking care of that for us. Let's get into this slate. It's very interesting. Wish we had some of the pitchers that are on the early slate on the late slate. The early slate is loaded with good arms. We're going to get started with the Mets and Reds. Jacob DeGrom against Robert Stevenson. The Reds struggled yesterday in a start against Montero. It was super frustrating because if they do remotely anything, you know, have a really good night, and that just didn't happen. So we move on to today. Don't think I can go back to the well here with the Reds because Jacob DeGrom, we look at his numbers this season, he's just been fantastic. You know, he's had some rocky starts, but you look at the last two games, and yeah, he allowed 5 earned runs in that Miami game, but the xFIP was 2.3. Just came out and absolutely dominated Washington his last start. 1 earned run on 5 hits, 10 strikeouts, 7 2/3. Expect him to pitch really well here in this game against the Reds. The problem with DeGrom right now is the run support. Just not going to get a lot of run support from the Mets. This lineup, not very good right now. They do get a good matchup against Stevenson. It is a very friendly hitter's ballpark, which definitely doesn't help DeGrom, but he's still one of the best pitchers on the slate. Obviously, you know, a little biased because he's the man. Robert Stevenson on the other side, he has the second highest WOBA against lefties on this slate, and he has the second highest WOBA against righties on this slate. He has a 2.04 whip against lefties and a 1.59 whip against righties. Not a guy you want to target here as far as pitching goes. Looking at the hitters here, The Mets, you know, if they're cheap, I'm going to pull up the pricing really quick here. Didn't have that up. It's all going to depend on pricing with these guys. NFL early. All right. Mets, bats in this game. Estrubo Cabrera, 43. Reyes, 42. Flores, 4. So you're not getting a big value here. Nemo, 3,400. You're not getting a huge value out of any of these guys. You know, you just look at it. I don't think you can... I don't think you pay those prices. If you get them cheap, like any of these top five or six guys, if they're cheap, you know, Robert Stevenson's not very good. And, you know, the Mets have been terrible, but, you know, they could get some runs here in this ballpark. And we don't have a ton of options on the slate. As far as the Reds go, I'm not going to pick on DeGrom here. You know, solid against lefties and righties. Tends to give up home runs every once in a while. Typically a little bit more to righties, but maybe you play Adam Duvall as a one-off, but that's not somewhere that, you know, I don't think that I would go really heavy here. Rangers at Astros. We got Cole Hamels against Colin McHugh. Last game of the series in Tampa Bay, and then Houston will go back home. McHugh... against lefties this season, you know, 351 WOBA, very small sample size. You know, we've only had 16 innings against lefties, only 23 innings against righties. He's, you know, more of a fly ball guy, which actually might help him a little bit in this ballpark, but not a guy that I'm going to target here. And then Cole Hamels, Cole Hamels here. 9,100 on DraftKings. Let's see. I don't think you can go there, really. -5 against Oakland in his last start. 6 earned runs in that game. 2 against LA. You know, 4 against Detroit. Very right-handed heavy, you know, Houston team. You know, just kind of pulling up the stats here really quick. Over the last month, Houston only a 14.8% strikeout rate for the projected starters against left-handed pitching, and, you know, a 32% rate for Derek Fisher. So, you know, that's definitely something to note. Numbers come up a little bit against lefties. It's around 22% against lefties in that span, but... still not striking out very often here. Don't think I can go to Cole Hamels here. As far as bats go, against Colin McHugh, I don't mind taking a shot on like a Joey Gallo. 371 ISO this season, 370 WOBA, 35% K rate. You know, the strikeouts are big time with Joey Gallo, but the power and upside is there as well. Same goes for Odor and, you know, Gomez. Both high K rates. Both have solid numbers against lefties this or righties this season. So you could potentially look at some of these Texas hitters. You know, it is a 4-game slate. So you have to kind of pick and choose what you want to do. So you kind of have to look at some of these guys. And then against Cole Hamels, I don't think it'll be too popular to attack him here, but I don't mind a Springer. He has a 274 ISO with a 421 WOBA against lefties this season. Alec Bregman is up to a 415 WOBA. Jose Altuve, 393 WOBA. So there's three guys that have really hit left-handed pitching well. Marwin Gonzalez, we know, is good against lefties as well. So we'll have to kind of see what this lineup looks like, but I don't mind looking at some of these guys at the top of this order. Up next, we got the White Sox at Minnesota taking on the Twins. We got Miguel Gonzalez against Bartolo Colon. 10 total here. Miguel Gonzalez has been pitching really well lately. You know, you look at the last few starts, last four starts, really. Gone over 24 fantasy points in three of the last four starts. Hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in any of those starts. The game that he didn't was against the Dodgers and walked some people, had some strikeouts, just didn't have that big game, wasn't able to pick up a win, so he wasn't able to go over 20 in that game, but pitched really solid in that game against the Dodgers. You know, the Twins, you know, Buxton's been extremely hot right now. You know, Polanco's hot, Rosario's hot, like, you know, where Gonzalez has been pitching well, he's been pitching well against righties, he's been limiting the damage against righties. You know, against lefties, on the other hand, his numbers really haven't changed too much, K rate's still down, and, you know, the guys I just mentioned, Polanco, Rosario, I know Buxton's a righty, but, you know, I'm always going to favor the guy that's hot, so I don't think I can go with Miguel Gonzalez here. Cologne, on the other hand, like, I really don't think I can play him. He's 6,400, you know, Gonzalez is 6,800 on this early slate, and it's just like, oh, man. you know, the pitchers here, I can't play them. Highest total on the slate. I want the bats in this game. You know, the White Sox have been awful, but I think it's a good spot for a guy like Matt Davidson, who, you know, coming back from the DL. A lot of people are going to forget that, you know, he has really solid numbers against righties this season. He has a 274 ISO, so he's really interesting here against Cologne. You know, Cologne, a guy that has struggled with righties, 383 WOBA against righties this season, so Abreu, Garcia, Davidson, the three best righties in this lineup. I think those guys are interesting here. And then, you know, you could possibly look at Tim Anderson, but, you know, that would be just, is he the last spot in the lineup, in my lineup? Looking at the Twins here, Buxton, Polanco, Escobar, Rosario, I think all are on play. Rosario, 350 ISO over the last 30 days. Polanco, 344 ISO over the last 30 days. And Buxton, 273 ISO over the last 30 days. These guys are rolling right now. Even Dozier, 263 ISO for Dozier. Dozier turns it on in the second half of the season a lot. And definitely getting going right now. So, very, very interesting for those guys. Moving on, last game on the slate here. We got the Dodgers. We got the Diamondbacks. We got a 9 total. We got Kenta Maeda against Zach Greinke. Like I said, can we have some of these pitchers in the late slate? DeGrom and Greinke, but anyway, I think Greinke's the top option on the slate. I know he's facing the Dodgers. I know they got my boy Bellinger back, but you know, you just look at the numbers this season for Greinke. He's just been fantastic. You know, career high swing and strike rate at 12.8%, career high strikeout rate at 27.6%, career low contact rate at 72%. You know, 48% ground ball rate, 1.08 home run per nine, 1.08 whip, and a 336 Sierra. So, this is not the same Greinke as last year. He has massive strikeout upside. Yeah, it's a game in Arizona. Could the Dodgers go out and, you know, score runs here against Greinke? Sure, but I think he's the top option here on this early slate. Kenta Maeda, you know, you always worry about the pitch count. He hasn't thrown over 90 pitches in any of his last three starts, but he's put over 20 fantasy points up in two of those three starts. So, you know, on this slate, especially if you're playing on DraftKings and you have that three-game early slate where you're looking at, you know, Greinke, Maeda, Hamels, McHugh, Gonzalez, Cologne, you know, you could possibly just go Greinke, Maeda from this game and play that way, or you could take Greinke and just take a shot on somebody else, probably Miguel Gonzalez, but, you know, I think how this slate sets up, if you can't play DeGrom, you know, on that fourth game, you're probably looking at, you know, Greinke and DeGrom if you could do that, but if you can't, then you're looking at Greinke, possibly Maeda. As far as bats go in this game, not a lot standing out to me. Obviously, the Dodgers, with my boy Bellinger back, we know Bellinger this season is just destroyed right-handed pitching with a 377 ISO, 410 WOBA, and Of all people, Yasiel Puig has been really good against righties this season, too. 265 ISO, 380 WOBA. But I don't think I could go there in this game. I think I'm going to favor Greinke. And then looking at the Arizona bats, Kenta Maeda has been pitching good. He's just not pitching deep into games. So I don't really necessarily want to go out of my way to target him when, you know, we get a good Dodgers bullpen behind him. You look at the numbers in JD and Paul Goldschmidt and Jake Lamb, all three of those guys over 280 ISOs this season against left or right-handed pitching. So all those guys are extremely solid when it comes to, you know, attacking right-handed pitching. But again, you know, Kenta Maeda has been pitching well, so I don't think I would go out of my way here to necessarily pick on him in this spot. We get started on the main slate with the Red Sox at New York taking on the Yankees. We got Eduardo Rodriguez against CC Sabathia. We know the Red Sox this season have one of the best strikeout rates in baseball against left-handed pitching at 17%. Devers is one of the only guys that has a big strikeout rate against lefties, but he's been able to do pretty good damage as well, so kind of a boom or bust play. I don't think you want to play him here against CC. And then on the other side here, Eduardo Rodriguez has been really good or really bad. There's no other way in between it. You know, you look at the price tag today, $7,600 on DraftKings. And, you know, his best game over the last few weeks was against these Yankees. Six innings, zero earned runs on two hits and seven strikeouts. He has over six strikeouts in three of his last four games. We look at the Yankees against left-handed pitching this season, and, you know, outside of Gary Sanchez, Hicks, Frazier, and Judge, which a couple of those guys have big strikeout rates, you know, they haven't been very good against left-handed pitching this season, so maybe a large field tournament flyer is Eduardo Rodriguez, but I don't think that's about all you could play him in here today. As far as bats go, we'll start with the Red Sox here. You know, I've made a pact to myself that I'm not going to stack against the Red Sox anymore or stack the Red Sox anymore this season. So you could potentially look at Rajah, Nunez, Betts as one-offs. This is a good ballpark for the lefties, but we'll have to take advantage of that on Friday and not here today. As far as the Yankees go, Hicks, Sanchez, Frazier, or Judge, any four of those guys that you want to play in as one-offs in tournaments, they all have high ISOs against left-handed pitching this season. Not necessarily a spot that I would go extremely heavy on, but I don't mind those guys. Nine total, these games usually drag out, so that's kind of where I'm at with the Red Sox and the Yankees. Blue Jays at Baltimore taking on the Orioles. We got Marco Estrada against Jeremy Hellickson. We got a 10 total here. Hellickson, not very good. You know, you look at the numbers this season, 337 WOBA against righties, 17 home runs allowed in 78 innings. Against lefties, 325 WOBA, but again, another high home run per nine at 1.7. So definitely not playing Hellickson here. We're going to look at some of these Blue Jays bats in a minute. Marco Estrada has struggled with righties this season, you know, 361 WOBA, 52% fly ball rates, 30% hard contact rate. You know, you look at it and, you know, this is probably a really bad spot for him against a very right-handed heavy, you know, Baltimore team. Even against lefties, not great, but not as bad. Fly ball pitcher. So we look at the Blue Jays bats, you know, we look at Smoke and we look at Morales, obviously. I think those are your top two options. But then I think you look at Donaldson and maybe even Steve Pierce here. Wouldn't go too crazy, but I definitely want to pick on Jeremy Hellickson here with some of these Toronto bats. No really extreme high ISOs outside of Smoke and Donaldson. And, you know, looking at the Baltimore side here, bear with me, I have a bad headache and I'm struggling tonight. Look at the Baltimore side against right-handed pitching this season. Manny Machado, 222 ISO. Jonathan Scope, 217. Adam Jones, 201. Mancini, 263. Chris Davis, 257. So some solid power here against Marco Estrada. You know, guys that I'm looking at is probably Chris Davis. 37% fly ball rates with that high hard contact and that 257 ISO. Trey Mancini, another guy that I think is interesting. But I definitely think you can stack up, you know, either one of these teams on this late slate. I think both stacks are in play. I like Baltimore a little bit more than I like the Blue Jays here. We got Ben Lively against Despaigne. 9.5 total here for the Phillies at Miami. You know, Ben Lively, 374 WOBA against lefties this season, 332 WOBA against righties. Low strikeout rate, it's definitely a spot we're going to want to fire up Stanton. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Despaigne, you know, making what I think his second or third start, has been working on the bullpen for the most part of the season. He pitched six innings against San Diego. His former team allowed one earned run on one strikeout. Not a big strikeout guy. The peripherals, our numbers are bad. I think you could definitely look at some of these guys that we've been targeting. Looking at the Phillies bats, I think it's Nick Williams, it's Hoskins. Those are my two favorite spots. If any of these other guys like Hernandez or Galvis are cheap, maybe you could potentially play them. That's what I'm looking at on Philadelphia side. On the Miami Marlins side, Stanton, I think he's in a great spot here against Ben Lively. 13% K rate against righties this season. Flyball pitcher at 45%. You know, Stanton, Ozuna, two guys that are popping off to me big time here. Yelich, I think you can look at him. 12% K rate for Lively against lefties too. So really do like this 2-3-4. And then you can even go JT Realmuto, Derek Dietrich, D. Gordon. 1-6 firmly in play for me for the Marlins. And they could potentially fly under the radar here, which is very interesting, because they're a team I want to attack here on the slate. Next up, we got Sean Newcomb against Kyle Hendricks, Atlanta at Chicago. Let me pull up. We don't have a total here, so let me pull up Wrigley Field weather for tomorrow. So we got 16-mile-an-hour winds blowing in 60 to 65-degree weather in Wrigley tomorrow. So definitely going to want to target these pitchers. Sean Newcomb, the Cubs just absolutely went off against Ivan Nova on yesterday's slates. Big difference when they're facing lefties here. Schwarber, you know, high strikeout rate, 38%. Happ, 33%. You know, we look at the power numbers, and it's really Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, you know, against lefties this season. Those are the three big power guys. But Contreras as well. Always forget about Contreras sometimes. I think that this is an interesting spot for Newcomb with that wind massively blowing in against these righties. He's a lefty. You know, he's not been terrible. He's not been great, but he's not been terrible. You know, he had to face Colorado twice in three starts. He pitched at home against Cincy, did okay. Pitched okay against Philadelphia. Like, he's not been bad. He definitely can get you that 16 to 20 fantasy points, and he's only 6K here. So I think he's in play price-wise, wind blowing in. But I think Kyle Hendricks is one of the better pitchers on the slate. Braves have really been struggling lately. You know, you're not going to get over 100 pitches for Kyle Hendricks here, but I think he can do the damage that you need him to do in six or seven innings against a Braves team that is struggling. I had a lot of tweets about Freddie Freeman hitting a home run yesterday, and, you know, I found this article, and I thought it was really interesting, and it shows some metrics between before he fractured his wrist and after he fractured his wrist. And you just look at it, and his ISO before he fractured his wrist was 407. It is 215 since coming back. His walk rate was 16%. It's 9% right now. His WRC plus was 201. He has a 137 now. WOBA was 484. He's a 385 WOBA, which is still really good. 385 WOBA is really good. Home run to fly ball ratio was 33.3%. It is 15%. Hard contact was 40%. It is 30% now. And his average exit velocity was 86.7, and it is 83.2 right now. These are all telling signs of not being 100%. Hey, he hit a home run. Congratulations. You know, he did me wrong one day, but, you know, I'm just going to continue to fade him for the rest of the season unless he, you know, really starts to put it on, and I just don't see that happening right now. So Again, that's where I'm at with Freddie Freeman. There's been plenty of articles. You can look him up and you can read, you know, everything that he's been talking about with his wrist. It's not just me saying, like, hey, you know, Freddie Freeman, easy fade because he's hurt, but it's actually happening. So don't really like any of the Braves here with this wind blowing in. You know, they got some righties here, a righty with the wind blowing right in their face, 16 mile an hour in Wrigley. I think you could easily fade these guys. And then if you're going to take a shot, you know, you're looking at Baez, you're looking at Chris Bryant, Amora, if he cracks the lineup. Those are the type of guys you're looking at here against the lefty. But again, with the wind blowing in the way it is, it's probably a good game to look at some pitching. Washington Nationals at Milwaukee, taking on the Brewers. We got Gio Gonzalez against Zach Davies with an 8.5 total. Gio a minus 119, which is not a big favorite here, which I kind of thought was interesting. You know, we talked about the Brewers' struggles right now, and it's definitely a thing. And you look at their numbers against lefties, you know, this season, 21% strikeout rate against lefties this season, which is not terrible, but, you know, it's tough to say because they might put in Broxton and Aguiar, who have, you know, 29 and 32% strikeout rates. If Shaw's back, he has a 26%. Pena's in the lineup, he has a 23% compared to Vogt's 10%. Like, there's a lot more strikeouts in this lineup if they go with that right-handed heavy lineup, which they should do here against, you know, the lefty as far as that goes. I don't love Gio here. I don't hate Gio here. I think there's better options. He's one of the highest priced pitchers on the slate, and you know, for that reason, like, Gio at 11.9 is tough to play. You know, he does have 30 point upside, which not a lot of these guys have. But, you know, something that I'd never say, I think I'd rather take the safety of a guy like Kyle Hendricks today, with pitching the way it is, and just kind of be different with bats. And then Zach Davies on the other side here. You know, Washington's starting to get a little bit healthier here. You know, Jason Wirth is back. Trey Turner's back. Big difference in this lineup now. And I don't think Zach Davies is the worst pitcher on the slate by any means. He's been pitching really well. He's only allowed one earned run over his last three starts. Dodgers, Giants, Pirates in those three starts. So he's been pitching well. Pitched really well against the Dodgers in his last start. But you know, I don't, like I said, I don't think he's the worst. He has been pitching a little bit worse at home this season. He's 8-1 on the road, and he's 7-6 at home. And he's allowed 48 earned runs at home compared to 20 on the road. So maybe we just stick to playing Zach Davies on the road, and that's it. As far as bats go here for Washington, Daniel Murphy is eventually going to break out of his slump. Don't mind Zimmerman here. I'm trying to see what the pricing looks like on these guys. He had... these guys are priced through the roof. Murphy's starting to get it going. He has hits in four straight games now, so finally starting to get out of that funk. Trey Turner, since coming back, he's been okay. And these guys are priced up. Zimmerman's not priced up, but he's kind of slumping. Hopefully this Washington team gets it going. They're on the road, so I don't mind targeting some of these guys here on the road. But I'm not going to go out of my way to really stack this team. As far as Milwaukee goes, with Gio on the hill, like, if he's going to be like the chalk option today because he has that 30-point upside, he's been pitching well, I don't mind looking at like a Ryan Braun, a Santana, a Jesus Aguiar, you know, Pena. I don't mind looking at some of these bats against him just to kind of be contrarian. I think that's, you know, something that's definitely solid on this slate. But that's about it for me as far as this game goes. And then we move on to the last game of the night. We got the Cardinals at the Giants. Michael Wacha against Madison Bumgarner. Oh, Michael Wacha chalk day, and I don't think I can fade it today. As much as I want to fade it, it's going to be tough. He has been pitching terrible lately. He's allowed 14 earned runs over his last three starts, which is definitely concerning. If you're wanting to look at him here today, you know, the xFIP in those games were terrible. His last four games, he's just been really bad as far as xFIP goes, strikeouts and stuff like that. He definitely got bad in that Tampa game, but he still was just bad. The Giants are just bad. You know, that's the problem here. You know, you kind of have to look at him. If you want to fade him, go buy it. You know, anytime you can fade Michael Wacha, I'm always right there with you. But 7,400, he's cheap. he's going to be popular. Maybe you could look at Rodriguez or somebody else in a tournament, but I definitely think you want to give Waka a look today. This is definitely a spot that he could get back on track in San Francisco in this big old ballpark. Madison Bumgarner finally starting to see the pitch count climb here. Over, 109 and 111 his last two starts. Seven or more strikeouts in five of the last six games. Interesting spot here against a Cardinals team that is very, very right-handed heavy. But we start looking at the Cardinals here, and, we look at them against left-handed pitching this season. And, Pham and DeJong, Molina, Grucic, Voit, there's some bats in this lineup that can hit, lefties. Even Jed Jerko has a 253 ISO against lefties this season. So I don't think Bumgarner is a bad play here. He has a 25% K rate against righties, 278 WOBA. This ballpark definitely helps him. It's more of a ballpark play than a Madison Bumgarner play, but I think that if I'm going to pay up, I'm still looking, Kyle Hendricks, but I do like Bumgarner more than I like Gio. If I had to pick out of those two guys for the extra $200, I would find the money for Bumgarner. As far as bats go from this game, I mentioned it. If you want to be contrarian here, it's very contrarian because the ballpark stinks. It'd be a lot easier to do this if this game was in St. Louis. But Pham, DeJong, Jerko, Molina, Grucic, Dexter Fowler, all these guys hit left-handed pitching really well. So if you want to be contrarian and stack against Bumgarner, I don't think it's the worst thing. It's not the smartest thing to do, but it is very contrarian. Large field tournaments, multi-entries only. And then I just don't even see anybody I could play from the Giants at this point. Michael Walker's competent enough that I don't think he continues to get shelled. And there's just, this team's just bad. It's just bad. I just can't even think of any of these guys that I would want to play. 7.5 total. Lowest total on the slate. That is that. Let's do some home run derby and then get out of here. Got some exciting news coming on the Friday podcast. And make sure you guys are tuning in for that. You're going to want to know. Hear it. Let's see. Home runs today. Try to go a little off the board. Say Mancini will go yard here. I don't think that's too off the board. Mancini. Matt Davidson. One more from the late slate. I want to say Smoke or Stanton, but both of those are vetoes, so I'm going to go with, I'm going to say Smoke. I think Justin Smoke is one of your locks for a home run today. Closest thing to a lock. I think he's in a great spot. I think this is a guy that has an excellent chance to hit a home run today, so I'll say Smoke, but anyway, that's going to do it here for the Thursday edition of the Morning Grind podcast. If you haven't checked us out on iTunes, own feed now, make sure you guys check that out. Rotor Grinders Morning Grind. We got a tons of stuff that we're going to give away on Friday, so make sure you guys are checking that out. As always, I definitely appreciate you guys, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow.
What's up, Grinders? JM Twin here. I wanted to let you know that we have added video courses to Roto Academy, which means that now you can get premium instruction on roster construction, game selection, site-by-site play from some of the top DFS minds in the industry in a video form. And this is evergreen content that's going to help you build better lineups in the short term and the long term. So be sure to check it out. We have videos with Notorious, Bobby Fye, Genie for 07, and we're going to be adding more over time. So I hope to see you there, and I'll see you at the top of the leaderboard soon. Leaderboard.